This message is for the man. Y'all know who the man is. The United States government, whoever these powers that be are. The man, me and you gotta have a conversation, bruh. My nigga. Me and you gotta have a conversation. All right? Because let me tell you something. I've been feeling this energy for a while, but I just didn't tell anybody. Okay. When I found out that the person I thought was my mother ain't my mother, and discovered that I have a past life sister, cousin, and all of this, and that I was not born in the city that my birth certificate, which is false, purports to have said that I was born in, I then began to question everybody and everything about my life, okay? Except for my own children that came out of my own loins, okay? Now, the other thing that I began to question is my birth year, not my birth month and day, but my birth year. I began to question the other day whether my birth year is accurate. Now, at first I questioned my birth date and they said, no, the birth date is correct. The year is inaccurate. Now, I'm going to tell you how this came about. Many people have always told me, I seem much older with, you know, the things I talk about than my years. And when people listen to me, even people that are 10, 15, 20, sometimes 30 years older than me, will say that, there's no way that, you know, I thought you would be 37 years old. You seem much older. You talk like the women, talk in their 40s and 50s or 60s. And there was a lady whose son I used to date years ago, and she used to tell me, she said, you know, I can tell you were raised around older people because you just have that maturity even at your young age. And I think I was like 3 or 4 years younger than her son. And at the time, this lady was in her 50s, and me and her could just have a conversation with no problem. I've always been able to have conversations with older people, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and on up, with no problem. During my rotation when I was in nursing school, I really enjoyed geriatric nursing, but geriatric nursing wouldn't have been something that I would have been able to work in long term, simply because I didn't like the elder abuse that goes on there in the long term care facilities and the nursing homes. The elder abuse, nah, I can't fuck with that. So I began to question other things about my birth. And about, you know, this personage that you, the man, have led me to believe that is mine. Now, for those of you that have listened for a long period of time, you have heard me say that I'm a part of the old guard. Now, if you haven't seen the old guard on Netflix, shout out to my beautiful listener and client who was talking about the old guard. I'm gonna write you back. I'm going to write you back, Empress. I need to take a little bit of time before I write you back, because, and the others back, because my wrists and my arms have been very inflamed. So I'm trying to do the bare minimum with my typing and my emailing. So once this barometric pressure gets up off of my joints with my hands and my wrists hurting, I will definitely be writing you back. No problem. I think what this is because Hurricane Ida had been downgraded to a tropical depression. That barometric pressure, I'm feeling it in my knees and in my hands and in my wrists and my elbows. So I got my carpal tunnel brace on. I don't have carpal tunnel, but I've been feeling that inflammation and like the pressure. So I just put it on. It just makes it feel better. All right, for me. And so I'll be writing y'all back soon. But this personage that the man has led me to believe is mine, I'm questioning whether this is truly me. Just like in the motherfucking old guard on Netflix, that was not truly who they thought they were. They thought they were one thing and they were another, okay? And I told y'all about how I looked like the black woman. My passport photo looked like the black woman on the old guard. I told y'all on my main channel that when I watched that movie, I got activated and I started to recall past lives and past missions for, how can I say, certain powers. So now I have come to understand that I am much older than I thought I was. Now, we're not talking about being an old soul, because I am an old soul. I'm a very fucking old soul. Matter of fact, I'm immortal. So, like I told you, a bitch is scared to find out how many years that is. Immortal means immortal, but I'm scared to find out the zeros on that number. I can feel like it's very old. Like, I don't even want to know, really. I'm just like, okay, just old soul, suffice it to say old soul. But I also have come to realize that I'm much older than 37 years. Y'all, my birth year is wrong. And the spirits and the higher powers in them did not tell me before. But my birth year is not correct. I'm not 37. Bitch, I'm more like fucking 60. Close to 60 years old. And some people might say, how the fuck is that possible? Look at how young you look. That's why I had to come on and ask the man, what the fuck did you do to me? What the fuck did you do to me in them hospitals? When I was laid up in the hospitals, y'all were giving me them blood transfusions and shit. Them goddamn growth hormones and stuff to stimulate my bone marrow. Was that shit making me age backwards? That's what I need to ask you, the man. The man has been in charge of my healthcare for a long fucking time. Mm-hmm. And so when I was going to Duke University, which is a top research hospital in the world, matter of fact, top 10 hospitals, last I checked a couple years ago, top 10 in the fucking world. When I was going to Duke, I wonder what y'all was really putting in my motherfucking IV, bitch. Did y'all give me some kind of anti-aging serum or something? Like, or is a bitch blood that goddamn good? Is my genes that goddamn good? Okay, well, they said my genes are that good, but yeah, they done gave me something. They done something to a bitch to where I look like I'm motherfucking 25. But my motherfucking ass is between 57 and 60. Can y'all done confirmed it, bitch? I ain't crazy. I am not crazy. Can y'all said she asked and she said that the gods and the most high in them were being petty. She asked how old I said. First they said 57. First they told her I'm 59. And they told me I was born in, instead of 1983, they said I was born in 1963. Okay. Now I got a birthday coming up in a couple months. I'm a third decan Scorpio. But I'm on the cusp of second and third decan. Okay. I got a birthday coming up. Okay. You need to explain to me, Mr. Man, damn boy, U.S. government, you need to explain to me what you have done. Okay, I need to know what you did to make me look this motherfucking young when I'm that goddamn old. Now, there's no disrespect to the older women in that age range. I need to know what they did to my motherfucking vessel. Okay, I need to know what they pumped me full of, what kind of gene experiments they did on a bitch, what they did in utero when my mama was carrying me. What did you give her? Y'all was experimenting on something. Is that why I'm so goddamn smart? Did one of y'all experiments fuck up and y'all just been telling me I got sickle cell, but it's really something going on with my body that's a ramification or a side effect of some shit that y'all experimented on me with? Is that a side effect? Is it a side effect that y'all gave me some kind of anti-aging shit or did some kind of gene experiment? And y'all tell me or told my parents, the people that I thought was my mama and my daddy. Yeah, that is my daddy, but that wasn't my mama. Did y'all just tell the family it's called sickle cell? Or is it a motherfucking reaction that periodically happens as a result of gene therapy experiments? So that y'all was giving a motherfucker goddamn gene therapy to cause me to age at a slower rate than is natural. Because go look at my photos and videos, for those of you that have access to my Instagram. Go look at my photos and videos and you tell me whether you can see 57, 59, or 60 in me. You go tell me. Now, I know it comes out of my mouth and out of my soul. Y'all can pick up the energy that I do come off as a lot older. I'm older than Kenyatta, bitch. See, Kenyatta was questioning me, my sister, before she went on her trip. She was questioning me and said, Bree, you show you the younger child? Or you show you the younger sister? See, I'm older in the past life, too. As Uther. Uther's the father of King Arthur. She's King Arthur. I'm older as Michael, too. Michael is much older than Raphael. So why in this life would it be different? I'm older than her in this life too. They just finessed that motherfucking birthday on that fake ass birth certificate. Now I got to question whether I really even got sickle cell. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just questioning all of this. Is it a reaction or is it sickle cell? Not because of genetics, but because of a side effect of bone marrow gene therapy. When you fuck around with bone marrow, there can be other things that occur that are an unintended side effect when you mess with people's genes. The man, you got a lot of splaining to do. Lucy, you have splaining to do. Okay? I need to know. I used to say a lot of times, I wake up in the morning feeling like an old lady. This was years ago. I used to say that shit. You know, some mornings I wake up stiff as a motherfucker. Why was I waking up stiff like that in my 20s? Because I was motherfucking in my 40s at the time. That's why. I wasn't in my 20s, bitch. But see, you also got to explain this to me. How, if I'm really in my 50s, see, the gods and the higher powers, the Most High told Kenyatta, first they told her I'm 59. Then they told me I'm 57. And then when she asked them again, she said, how old is Bree? They said she in her 50s. And Kenyatta started laughing, saying they being petty. They being petty. They won't tell me your age. Okay. See, y'all gonna play with me. Y'all gonna play with me. Y'all done hit enough shit for me. Can I know about this here? Y'all need to explain to me how the fuck y'all did this. Because I got some children that ain't, like, one of my children is a teen. You know, just entering teenage years, but the other one ain't teenager yet. How the fuck did I have a baby almost 60 years old? Have two children. Well into my motherfucking 40s. With no problems. What did y'all give me? What was y'all pumping me full of all these years I've been going in and out them damn hospitals? Now, I ain't been in a hospital in 7 years. I haven't had to go to a hospital for any kind of treatment or pain or anything in 7 years. Matter of fact, it's exactly 7 years this month. Last time I went was September 2014. I ended up having a surgery. But I want to know, what were you giving me? I also need a question. When y'all took me into surgery and y'all operated on my neck, I remember before y'all did that operation, y'all had took me to get some scans and y'all had called it a PET scan. Y'all had called it. That's what y'all had called it at Duke University. I don't know what it was, whether it was really that or not, because I was not doing too well at that time. Y'all had called it a PET scan. What the fuck was you scanning me with? Was it a PET scan or was it some other kind of rays? Because see, I had surgery after that. And I have to question, what did you do to me in that surgery? Because I can't remember shit. Like most people who go to surgery, I can't remember shit. I just know I woke up with a motherfucking hole on the side of my neck and a hole in the front, a tracheotomy, and then an operation on the left side. But I also want to know, what could you have potentially put in my IV during them surgeries? All these years since I was a little kid, I've been in and out these hospitals, man. Except for the last 7 years. Going to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? Blood counts get low. I might, you know, there were times when I had a routine surgery scheduled and I had to get an exchange transfusion. Was that just regular donor blood y'all were giving me, or was it pumped full of something else? Was it some gene therapy up in that donor blood that y'all gave me? Because see, my blood type is not common amongst black people. My blood type is actually native to Europe, which also ties into my past lives as a king of Britain. My blood type is more native to Europe than it is to the African continent. So what was going on? I need to know. Y'all need to get me this information privately. And then y'all can tell me what y'all want me to say, if anything, to the public. But I need to know how the fuck I'm in my 50s looking like this. Bitch, now I understand how y'all can afford to give, you know what I'm saying, motherfucking the Rockefeller 5 goddamn hearts. I see how y'all got the money and the tech to do that kind of shit. and keep motherfuckers alive that don't need to be kept alive and they just be aging backwards. See, now, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to find out that I'm much older than I really am. Because now it lends credence to y'all doing y'all cloning shit. See, now I know y'all be cloning for real. Now I know. I always knew what you was up to, my nigga. I always knew what you was up to. But now I really fucking know, because you got me looking like this. You did a damn good job, baby, and I fucking love you for it. Thank you. Thank you, Booski. Because I look damn good to be in my motherfucking 50s, bitch. Damn fucking good. Damn good. How the fuck I'm older than the person I thought was my mama? How the fuck am I close to my so-called daddy's age? That mean my daddy ain't really that age. What did you do to him when he was in the military? Because, see, I wasn't enlisted in your military officially in this life, but I am one of your operatives on the spiritual realm. And I have been with you in past lives. So what did you do to my father when he was in the military, when he was in the U.S. Air Force? What did you do to him? Because he looked good than a motherfucker, too, for his age. I mean, I seen niggas that's 35 looking older than my daddy, and my daddy supposedly 62, bitch. Supposedly 62. But it's niggas that's 35 that look much older than him. So what did you do to him when he was in the Air Force? Because he had told me, see, he had told me he ended up in the hospital talking about he had some pericarditis, infection of the lining of the heart when he was in his 20s, talking about he ended up at Andrews Air Force Base. And see, I know your craft, and I know what the fuck you be doing at Andrews Air Force Base. A little something about it. I ain't going to tell you secrets. No, I ain't going to tell you secrets. See, I know what's around there. It ain't too far from the CIA at Langley, and it ain't too far from the NSA and Fort Meade. I know y'all got y'all shit at motherfucking Andrews and some other places. People be seeing motherfucking UFOs all around there. What did you do to my daddy when he was in the Air Force? Y'all need to get this information to me. I need to know why motherfuckers be mistaking me for being 21 and 19 and 18. And I'm in my 50s, damn near 60. Well, I need to know what you gave us. You don't have to tell me the name of it. Well, you need to come to me on Astro. You need to send some of your people or somebody to explain this to me, Lucy. Explain it. So now y'all know why I'm the hard ass and Kenyatta is more easy on y'all. Because I'm the old crotchety-ass, underworld, wicked-ass, wild-ass bitch. The old wild crone. That's why I'm less likely to bend for your motherfucking ass. And she is more likely to put up with shit. Not to be disrespectful, I'm just saying. Now y'all know. Now y'all know. I ain't as young as you thought I was. Hell, I ain't as young as I thought I was. It's all good. I'm glad to be looking good and smelling good and feeling good for the most part. See, y'all were giving me blood transfusions talking about, oh, you need this for your sickle cell. You need this for your sickle cell. Your blood counts is low. You got low hematocrit. You got low hemoglobin. You need a transfusion. Y'all was giving my motherfucking ass youth serum and youth genes. I know I got you. I caught you. I caught you. I caught you, nigga. I caught you. All I can say is, I appreciate you, though, because you spent a hell of a lot of money on me. You spent a hell of a lot of money on this vessel to preserve this vessel, which only lends credence to the fact that I am Hades, Venus, and Michael, Archangel Michael. Okay. You spent a lot of money to preserve this vessel and to make sure that it did not break down prematurely. And to make sure that I stayed here as long as I'm supposed to be here. Okay, so I appreciate you. You put a lot of money into this here super soldier. Didn't I tell y'all before I'm a super soldier? Didn't I tell y'all I had changes in my eye that was like cyborg changes? I told y'all. If you don't know about the super soldier programs, you might want to check that out. You might want to check that out. That ain't just for people on the battlefield in actual combat overseas. They got super soldiers in other ways too. All right. That is one of the reasons why many people tell me you're the strongest person I know. A lot of men and people have told me that. They've said you are the strongest person I know. This is not just something they hear, and it's not just something they imagine. It was a spiritual innuendo that has been coming to me for decades, for a couple of years. In recent history, I've been hearing it, but it really started when I was in my mid-20s. People started saying that, "You a trooper." Like my son's dad, when I was on the table and he was there, of course, while our son was being born and I had a C-section, he was like, "Man, you a soldier. They had you open." And like I ain't seen nobody go through that, but they were like, he was like, "You just a fucking soldier." Like, mad respect. "And thank you for bringing my son here, our son here." And I'm like, "I appreciate that." Or, of course, you know, I was all like, lovey, lovey, huggy, huggy stuff. But other people have told me that I'm the strongest person they know. That's no disrespect to other people or to diminish other people. But now I understand what they were really saying. It was a spiritual innuendo coming through the realms of, this is more than just being an earth angel or divine feminine or whatever. It's way more than that. So the man got some splendid to do. "I want to hear your explanation either in my dreams, or I want to hear it some other way, or you need to get me a book. You need to make sure I find an article, or you need to tell me on astral, or you need to tell me telepathically. Use your motherfucking voice to skull V2K technology and tell me what y'all have been doing all these years. Because I know I ain't 37. I fucking know that. I know I'm not. They told Kenyatta I'm not. They told her I'm in my 50s. They told me that my birthday was 1963. So I told y'all before that I was here in past lives. And that at first I thought I died and left and came back in the 80s. But no, I didn't come back in the 80s. I came back in the 60s. But I don't know all the lives. I can only see pieces, bits and pieces here and there. Like I said, they will conceal information from me until it's time for me to know. They were telling me I was 1983 just a couple of weeks ago when I asked. And then within the last couple of days, it's coming out. Nah, I'll start getting this telepathic download that's not your real birth date. I mean, that's your birth month and your birth year, but that's not your birth. That's your month and your year is correct, but the year is wrong. Month and day is right, year is wrong. So, guys, can you show me my current age in numbers? Can you show me my current age in numbers? Okay, first number, 5, second number, 7, they said 57. I'm gonna show y'all this shit, because y'all not gonna believe that. Hold on, let me pause and uncover the camera so you can see this, okay? Hold on just a sec. Okay, I'm back, y'all. I just wanted to put my tripod up so I could be hands-free. And let me just slide this here. So I got my little carpal tunnel brace on. I'm going to ask them on camera in front of y'all. Now, some of y'all have gotten readings from me, and I've asked about people's ages. And sometimes I will pick up their age without the pendulum, and I just hear it telepathically or psychically. And other times I hear the age through the cards or through the pendulum mat. But there's been a couple people whose ages or mothers or parents' ages I've been able to pick up without the assistance of, you know, anything else. I've just been able to pick it up psychically. So you can see my wrist is not able to bend like that, okay? It's a carpal tunnel brace. I'm gonna tighten it up, and because my wrist has been kind of inflamed today, all right? So I'm just gonna hold my wrist steady so my arm doesn't sway, and I'm gonna ask, can y'all show me, are y'all going to show me the real year I was born? Yes. Okay. This is a heavy pendulum, as you can see, so it's very hard to move, just swinging it. You will be able to see it because it's not going to move unless they're moving it, okay? Can you show me my real birth year, the real year I was born? First number. First number is 1. Okay. Second number for the year I was born in this life. Second number for the year I was born in this life. 9. Okay, thank you. Third number for the year I was born in this life. Look, 6. going directly to 6. Now, if you can't see, it's going right here to 6. That's far away from 8. Okay, they're going to 6. All right, and fourth number for the year I was really born. Fourth number for the year I was really born. 7. 1967. Now, they said 1963 before. Okay, now they're saying 1967. Okay, hold on. They won't tell me which one it is because they keep just saying in your 50s. But, and anybody, you know, that's like thinking I'm making this shit up, why the fuck would I want to be older than I actually am? Most people want to be younger than they actually are. Like, who the fuck wants to be listed? I mean, like, who would just make that up, like, that they're older? So if I'm born in 1967, I would be 54. If I'm born in 1963, hold on, then I would be 58. Again, they told Kenyatta 50 that I'm 59. No, they told Kenyatta that I'm either 50. I think they told her that I'm 59, and they told me 57 before. So they're not gonna be clear on which. I don't know whatever the reason is. They won't tell her. Then they got smart with her and was like, you just need to know she in her 50s. So, I'm going to ask them on camera, am I really 37 years old, y'all? Am I 37 chronological years old right now? No. So that means I was not born in 83. Okay, so I'm not 37. It's my birth year on my birth certificate. Birth certificate year of 1983, is that wrong? Yes, it is. Okay, is my month and date correct on my birthday? The month and date is correct, as I said before, because I know I'm a Scorpio. Like, there's no fucking way. There's a very powerful druid / magician that wrote a bunch of books. His birthday is November 17th and I'm November 12th. Okay, so I know I'm a Scorpio. Like, I know that. But and at least in the West, I'm a Libra in sidereal, all right, and a Leo sun in the Vedic. But they said I'm not 37. Am I 57 years old? 57. Yes. Okay. But y'all gave me a year that equal 54. Am I 54 years old? No. All right. Am I 59 years old? Am I 59 years old? 59 years old? No. So it looks like it's around 57. I'm going to just say between 57 and 54 and 60. All right. 6-year difference. And, yeah, 1963 would make me turning 58 this year, if that's the right year. I don't know. It doesn't really matter because I still have to go off of what my birth certificate says. But, the man got some splaining to do about why the fuck I look so damn young. Mm-hmm. And I'm this old. Now, 58, 59, 57, it's not old. I don't consider people old until they get over the age of 80, personally. But I'm just saying, y'all was giving me something for me to be this motherfucking young and spry, okay, and sharp-witted at that age. All right. Now, I'm not saying that people become dull and that all people lose their faculties as they get older, but I am saying, people mistake me for being 18, 19, 20 years old. So, again, they're gonna have to explain some things to me. All right. And, yeah, I just want to share this with you all. Found out that that's not my real birth year. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask on camera so you all know I wasn't making that shit up. Is the woman that I thought was my mother all these years, is she really my mother? Is she really my mother? Look at that. No. All right. Was I secretly adopted? Was I secretly adopted, like was revealed to Kenyatta? Yes. Okay. Am I some kind of super soldier because I'm much older than what I appear to be? Am I some kind of super soldier? Oh, they know what that is. Look at that. Look. That's a yes. Look, I'm not moving. Look, this is a heavy pendulum, y'all. And look how they're swinging it hard. Like, yes, hell yeah. Can you point to the answer, please? Now, if this was a light pendulum, it would swing way hard. Can you point to the answer, please? Yes. Now I'm gonna get my lightweight pendulum so you can see how hard it is to swing with the lightweight pendulum or regular pendulum. Shit, when I figure this shit out, I was like, bitch, need a drink. I need a fucking drink. Woo, cha. All right. Am I really 37 years old in this life? No. Okay. Am I a super soldier? Is that why I look young? Am I a super soldier? Am I a super soldier? Look at that. All right, can you point to the answer for me, please? Yes, a super soldier. All right. Now, some people are going to want to know this. I'm picking this up. And you can see it's quivering and I'm not moving it. Was I given some kind of gene therapy to make me appear much younger? Was I given some kind of gene therapy? And they just said it's operational security on the wrist. Okay. Can you point to the answer for me, please? Yes. Yes. Okay. Now I'm going to ask a revolutionary question because you all know that I don't have to do this. I don't have to talk about any health stuff or private stuff. But I'm going to ask this because I don't mind. Do I really have sickle cell? Do I have really have sickle cell anemia? Look at this shit here. No. No, I don't really have sickle cell anemia, is what it says. But I'm going to ask another question. The effects that I feel in my body, which seem to mimic sickle cell disease or sickle cell anemia, are they side effects of gene therapy I received? Are they side effects of gene therapy I received? Okay, that's what I thought. That's the reason for the pains. It's a side effect of gene therapy. And look at the swing. This is an aggressive swing. Yes. Did the experimentation start when I was in utero? Did the experimentation with me start when my mother was pregnant with me, my biological mother? Did the experimentation or therapy start on me when she was pregnant with me? Oh, look at this. This is some Stranger Things shit, y'all. This is some fucking Stranger Things shit. Go back and watch Stranger Things on how they did experiments on that woman and her child was born a fucking psychic that could control demons and kill demons, which is what I'm able to do. I'm gone, y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. I got to get me a goddamn drink. Look, I done pulled me a drink. God damn it. I done pulled me a drink. Okay? Because this shit here is some shit out of the motherfucking Twilight Zone and Sci-Fi Channel. I will talk to y'all later. I ain't bullshitting y'all. Y'all go do your own journey and do your own reading. That explains why my motherfucking twin got the body he got. Because he can't be with no weak bitch. He got to be with a motherfucking super soldier. AKA a king, because he's a king and a super soldier. See, I ain't going to tell too much information. I'm just saying. Can't be with no weak bitch. Got to be with a goddamn soldier. Destiny's Child. I'll talk to you later, baby. Thank y'all for watching. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Now y'all know while I'm wild for the night, I just don't give a damn. As you get older, you don't give a damn, do you? Fuck that shit. See, I'm going to be 80 years old, y'all. I'm going to be 80 years old, walking around here tight and right, looking like motherfucking Beyonce. Y'all mistaking me for goddamn 40 years old. Bitch, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.